Hey guys.
Hello. Welcome back to
the welcome back to my channel.
Welcome back to my channel.
It's that Jeffree Star thing.
Yeah, that's like an everybody thing, I feel like. Also, okay, I know in the last episode, okay, this is, it's not like a super long episode, but I do have a lot of information, but just to say something about this, the last episode that we did, I talked about how, like, I've been really into Kindle Ray, and I know me and you both are, like, really into Kindle Ray.
Yeah, right? I love Kindle Ray.
Well, apparently there's a lot of drama going on.
With her?
With the Mile Higher Media.
Oh, I love that. Tell me what's going on, because I love her, but I pray for her downfall.
Yeah, so this is, it's all alleged. Nothing, I can't say anything that's going on actually, but apparently, I've never watched the sesh. I tried to watch one episode, and they were like,
bad.
Yeah, they were like, well, it was mostly Janelle, from my understanding. I only watched like a minute, and then I turned it off. But it was mostly Janelle, which I think is Kendall's cousin. I don't really know.
You just, yeah. But you just reminded me that anytime she brings on like victims' family members, I immediately shut off that episode.
You tell me that every time. You're like, anytime they bring a family member on, I'm
and
done.
Sometimes I get so pissed off because the story sounds so good, but then
I know
half the whole video is like she lit up the room with just their smile, and it's this blue-eyed beautiful blonde girl. She knew she was not a stranger to anyone. She loved everyone. No, damn, well, she's probably the biggest bitch.
They all just say the same thing, which obviously, like, yes, obviously.
Nobody deserves to die, but it's horrible
for the victims, but also, like, be real. Like you said, be real, okay?
Yeah, I would want you to tell everybody that my family hated me, and I talked shit about everyone.
You were the biggest shit talker ever. I would not sugarcoat anything. I'd be like, listen. We love Josh.
He wouldn't want you here. He wouldn't want you here.
But he was a fucking bitch, okay?
He's probably looking up at us right now.
Exactly. From our own personal hell that we already just talked about earlier this morning.
I love it.
But yeah, there's just like apparently drama, which from the sesh, there was some girl that was on the sesh that she like isn't on there anymore, and they all unfollowed each other, and then I
love a good unfollowing.
Yeah, and then I have recently become a fan of Lights Out podcast, which is Kendall's husband's Josh.
I don't like him either. I don't like him. I don't know why.
You know what? I think you're right, because I think all of this stems from Kendall and Josh. And I don't really know anything. This is all just like the drama that's going on like Reddit. But they've unfollowed each other. And the co-host of Lights Out said months ago that he was leaving the show because he was moving back to Michigan. And obviously they live in Colorado.
Yeah.
But then the co-host, his name is Austin, which I love him. And he and Josh apparently unfollowed each other, and they like removed pictures.
I know they're with the each problem. Other.
And that's what's all over Reddit is like Kendall
Taylor,
and Josh.
I promise you right now, I was about to say Kendall and Josh are the problem. Yeah. Probably by far. They just seem intolerable.
Well, and then also people were talking about like Kendall, and was like, she apparently has been like reposting or whatever you do on Instagram. It's not like repost, it's not like sharing or whatever. I don't know what it is, but it's like she's apparently been liking or resharing things about like
the drama.
Oh, ugly people will remove themselves from your life or something.
She's
like
such a, telling you she's the problem. I know she's a bitch. Yes. I just can't prove it.
And then people are like, oh, well, that's funny coming from you, Kendall, because you have fake teeth, fucking hair extensions.
Don't even get me started. I watched one of her old videos yesterday and then one of her new videos, and I thought to myself, I was like, bitch, you better remember where you came from, because yeah, you used to look real rough before that money hit.
And then, I don't know if you watched her episodes, because she has several, with Sarah Turney, who was the... So, Alyssa Turney was the girl who went missing, and they're pretty sure that her dad did it.
Yeah.
But they were, like, friends for a very long time, and now apparently Sarah Turney has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, so apparently, I bet. Yeah.
There's a she lot exploited of her. On.
Remember that movie she tried to make? I love that I love that at the start of this, you're like, we love her. And then the whole time, just spend the whole time trashing her. Because I know she's a bitch. I know it.
Yeah. Well, and this is all stuff from like Reddit. So I haven't really done like my own research. Yeah, but that's research. Where you get
the juiciest drama. Yeah, like,
exactly.
I love good Reddit slander.
Exactly. And I'm still gonna fucking watch her videos. I mean, they're still good, but I wanted to say that because the last episode, I know I was like, oh, I got all my information. I didn't get all my information from Kendall Ray and
from KR
Higher podcast and all that shit, but I just wanted to say that
she got it from Hitler's podcast.
There's some shit going on. Yeah, exactly.
Hitler so she's himself. Better than that. She anyway. Didn't get it from what intolerant Kendall Ray. She got it from Adolf Hitler's podcast.
Exactly. He's a little more tolerant, I think.
He is a libtard compared to Kendall Ray.
That's right. No, anyway. I bet
she likes Trump.
She doesn't. She posts a lot of like anti-Trump stuff, which, but also know. Like,
look at Josh. It's all for the money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what a lot of the things on Reddit are saying. Like, everything is all for like the money. And
even the donations to, even though like the donations to NCMEC are probably like good, it's still a huge tax write-off. So it's basically like.
Well, yeah, and that's. That's what a lot of people on Reddit are saying, is like they use their platform to like.
Because look, you cancel out. Say you donate $50,000 to NCMEC. So that's a $50,000 write-off on your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Say you took a sponsorship for $50,000. Well, you know,
and
like
half of their videos are fucking ads.
Yes. So. Yeah. And then that $50,000 you don't have to pay tax on. So it's like, you get that write off, so you don't have to pay taxes on the $50,000. It's all just set up. We see it.
We see it. And I'm going to do more research, but that's just what I've gathered over the last like week and a half that I've been looking into everything. And I'm like, this seems a little sketchy.
I love that we use the first 9 minutes of this podcast to talk about.
Watch her
listen to us and then like and
our
then
little
like blacklist
two
us.
Listener podcast.
They love us. Hello, my fans.
Hello. Well, anyway, we are the Tipsy Tays back again for a February episode, and we are.
This one's all about love.
All about love and children being abducted.
Yeah, it was in the Epstein files, so at least we know she was safe.
Exactly. She's safe with Mr. President Donald Trump.
Do you think
Trump.
They ate her? Oh my God, because they were eating kids. Oh my God.
Probably. So we're going to finish out the story of Madeleine McCann, and there's a lot of shit going on, and I'm sure with all the Epstein files, y'all have read some of this shit, but I'm just gonna give a little bit of a recap on our part one episode. So the McCann family went on vacation to Portugal with several friends. They had a nightly routine of leaving their children unattended, which is sketchy,
me as a parent.
Okay. Yeah, that would be me as a parent too. They left him unattended in their rooms with the sliding glass back doors slightly open so that the adults could quickly, you know, like just peek in and check on him every 30 minutes while at dinner.
I doubt it. The 30 minutes. That was like 2 hours, I bet.
Also, like, just why?
Yeah, why bring the kids? Just get a sitter at that point if you're not going to want to, like, you know.
At that point, just have someone stay home with them. Like, if you're, and we talked about it in part one, too, like, the kids were mostly at the fucking daycare center.
Yeah.
Like, just leave them at home and have, like, a family member watch them or something.
It's the equivalent of people taking their dogs everywhere. I hate it.
Yes. Yes. Because like, you can't take them everywhere.
Right.
And
amen.
Also do whatever you want to do.
They just put them in the kennel.
Exactly. So, anyway. Regardless, they decided to bring their children. So they left them in the rooms while they went to dinner. And the tapas bar that they went every night wasn't far from the rooms, but they couldn't see the actual sliding glass doors from where they were sitting. So, again, that's just,
tell you.
Why would you leave your children in an unlocked room? I don't know.
Well, Taylor, so, they asked this question like 30 years too late.
True. So, at one of the normal routine checks on the children, Kate is shocked to see that her daughter, Madeline McCann, is missing from the room on May 3rd, 2007. And again, to get all the details, you have to listen to part one, but that's just the gist of everything that's going on. But now, we will dive a bit deeper into the other potential theories. And unfortunately, there still is no actual answer, so we're still just speculating on what's going on. But we will also talk about some new developments from the Epstein files that are going on here. Ugh. So, theory number one, obviously, is stranger abduction, right? Like, that's what everyone always thinks when something happens, right? Mm-hmm. And this is still considered the leading, a leading theory by investigators for a few reasons. So, there had been a large increase in home invasions and burglaries in the area around the time that the family was vacationing, including two just weeks before on the same block that the family was staying at, where the intruders entered through windows. And if you remember, the window was open when investigators got to the apartment. So that's kind of like a little tie-in, but also like, well, I feel like a lot of people that invade homes or something go in and out through windows, so it's not like tying it to a specific, like,
I couldn't do it. I'd get like stuck.
Well, yeah. Same. Also, I'm like, how do people even fit through windows?
Oh,
like,
bitch, how do you get your leg high enough? Like, doesn't everybody's stomach get in the way?
Yeah, like, what?
I couldn't imagine.
Especially to get in. I'm like, right. Oh my God.
Right. I'd be so loud. Those kids would be out of the house.
I'd be like, huffing and puffing.
Just imagine her just sitting there staring at you while you're struggling to get in the window, just wondering if she should be scared or not, because we're like...
I'm imagining, like, a Victorian child with a candle, like, standing there and being like, are you okay?
While we're breaking in to kidnap them.
I'm not.
I'm not.
But put the candle down. I'm getting you.
Just get over here. I'm going to kid you regardless.
Lord but apparently, also the area was considered a magnet for pedophiles.
Oh my.
In which.
That's in not which, funny.
No, it's not. But apparently, 7 sexual assaults of tourist children had happened in the prior 4 years, which, like, that's horrible, obviously. But
that's not seven, a lot.
7 in 4 years, like, I feel like 7 happen every day in Indianapolis, right?
Oh, yeah, it does. Like, yeah.
That's. I don't know. That's just. When they're like, it's a magnet for pedophiles, I'm like, well, the fucking president of the United States probably essayed that many children in one day. So I'm not, like, thinking it's a hot spot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, there were 2 key sightings that night. I think we talked about these in part one, where Jane Tanner, which was one of the people in the group, she had a sighting of a man when she went to check on her kids. She saw someone carrying a child. But however, in 2013, police said that this was likely just a man who he has been identified, but not named, but he was just carrying his daughter from the resort, and it was basically just a red herring. Like, he had nothing to do with any of this.
Oh my gosh.
And then the other sighting later, the Smith family, who were Irish tourists leaving a bar, saw a man carrying a blonde child in his arms near the beach around 10 p.m., This was later concluded to be considered by the police that this was the approximate time of the abduction, if one had taken place. But it still, like, didn't really have anything come of it. But as for the main stranger abduction suspects, because of course that was still, like, the top, like, you know, if you have kids and you're leaving them alone, that's still, like, the top, I guess. It's, like, hard to think, because if you, well, I'm just thinking in, like, the terms of, like, true crime, like, for the most part it's people you know, right?
Yeah.
That do things. So having, like, a stranger abduction is such a weird, like, you think that, like, stranger abductions are the top things, but they're actually not. It's usually people that you know.
Yeah, like Jan Broberg.
Yeah, exactly.
That bitch.
So it's hard to, like, come to terms with, like, you naturally think that it's someone, it's a stranger, but for the most part it's actually someone in your family or someone in your friend group or something that do things. So it's just, like, I don't know, that's such a weird thing for me to, like, come to terms with, and that's someone who's never had anything actually happen in my life, like,
right.
This. But, like, so when they're thinking of the stranger abduction suspects, the first guy that comes up is this guy named Robert Marat, and he's a 33-year-old British Portuguese man who lived near the condo that the McCanns were staying in, and he was the first actual suspect in the case, and he lived nearby and in the direction that the person that was seen carrying this young child was headed. So the people of the Tapas 7, which is Madeline McCann's parents and all their friends, as mm-hmm. well as workers at the resort, claimed to have seen him near apartment 5A, which is where Madeline's family was at shortly after the disappearance. And he also apparently asked about the case, but I feel like that's pretty normal if you're living in an area where something like this happened, right? Like, I would ask about it too.
I'd be a suspect. They would label you a fucking suspect. Exactly. Why is that guy really asking?
Why is anyone asking about what's going on? Well,
he knows what happened.
Yeah, I feel like that's weird to like label someone a suspect just because they ask about what's going on.
But you know they will.
Yeah. But he was soon cleared, as no evidence was found to link him to the case. And then in 2020, which is many years after Madeline went missing, German prosecutors named a new suspect named Christian Bruckner. He's a convicted child predator with a long criminal history.
OMG!
Including rape, child abuse, drug trafficking, and burglary. So, not a good guy.
No, not a good guy at all.
No. He was reportedly living in Portugal at the time of Madeline's disappearance and was known to frequent Praia da Luz.
Praia da Luz.
Which is where she went missing.
Oh.
And phone records place him near the resort that night. And his camper van, a cream-colored VW, matched witness descriptions. Dun, dun, dun.
That's kind of... Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody just, you know, was a witness. Like, they just want to be a witness. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah, when you go back to, like,
calling fake tips and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, even the people that were there, like, Jane whatever said... Oh, I saw a guy carrying a kid. Okay, well, that's, like, kind of normal, right? Like, if you have a kid, you're gonna carry him, right? Like, why would you immediately think that was suspicious? I don't know.
Amen.
But this guy, he was first charged with sexual offenses against children in 1993. And more recently, he was in prison from 2019 for raping 72-year-old American woman living in the Algarve region, which is just disgusting.
Yeah, pretty gross.
Like, what? How? I don't know. Like, he clearly has a thing for, like, people that are not able to protect themselves, clearly. So,
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had something to do with this. But he was released from prison in September of 2025.
What?
Despite being tried in 2024 for several other sexual assaults. Because the charges were dismissed.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, you see the world we live in.
Well,
is it
really?
Exactly. About to say, every other country is like tearing down the politicians that were found in the files, except for us.
Yep. Yep.
We make them president.
Yep, exactly. Also, German authorities publicly declared that they believed that he killed Madeline, though no body or forensic evidence has ever been found. So I have to say allegedly to all of this, like, but either way, he's a fucking creep, this guy. So he definitely could easily have had something to do with Madeline's disappearance.
Yeah.
And Who fucking knows what else? Because
I feel like we would know, though, if it was that, like, cut and dry.
Yeah. I agree with that. And also, again, with all the new Epstein shit that's going on, like,
they ate her.
But either way, this guy is a fucking creep, regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
There is some other info on this guy, and I can't get all into it, but I think the more important one is that apparently in 2016, a search of his home found a hard drive that had, quote, photographs that indicated Madeline was dead.
What?
Which I don't know what that means, but that was in, like, the police file. Not the Epstein files, but police files. And there were also writings by him about kidnapping children, more photos depicting child abuse, as well as 75 children's swimsuits and toys found in his home. Yeah. And apparently a lot of this stuff, from my understanding, was buried underneath his dead dog on his property.
What the fuck?
But apparently that wasn't enough evidence to take him to trial. So,
nope, not in this world.
But he's still considered the prime suspect to this day. But obviously there's pedophiles everywhere that are on police radar that could have been involved. So that is the first theory, was stranger abduction. But the second,
I don't think that is what happened.
You don't think that it was stranger abduction?
No.
I don't think it was stranger abduction that was, like, purely for murder.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you on that.
Period.
So, but the second theory is accidental death and cover-up. So this is basically that Madeline had accidentally died in the apartment. Her panicked parents covered it up by staging it as an abduction. So perhaps they had given her medication to help her stay asleep, and she OD'd. Because guess what? Their doctors, remember from part one, they are both medical doctors.
Yep.
So they could prescribe medication. Maybe she fell or choked while they were at dinner, and they couldn't help her. So they were like, oh, well, that would be neglect, so we have to cover our tracks.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about some of their, like, suspicious stuff, I think, in part one. But, I mean, obviously there was never proof of this, or they would have been charged. But they were cleared from any suspicion legally, I guess. But honestly,
they're wealthy.
I mean, they have money, they have knowledge, they're clearly very smart. They easily could have covered this up.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's just, again, because her other two siblings were left in the room. Like, why did they choose? If someone came in to specifically abduct a child, why would they only choose Madeline? So, I don't know. It's kind of sketchy.
Yes.
But again, it's all alleged. They have not been criminally charged. We're just kind of speculating. But the theory stems mainly from early police suspicions and alleged scent evidence by dogs and conflicting witness statements about timing, which we talked about those witness, like, sightings of people carrying a child or whatever in part one. And also the fact the apartment window showed no signs of forced entry. And also the door, the back door was open. So why would the intruder enter or leave through the window when the door was fucking open?
Right.
Why would you add evidence for no reason? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And then the parents also supposedly had eerie body language, and they were acting strange and suspicious in interviews, which I haven't watched them, but from everything that I've seen, they have been, like, noted to be strange. So.
Ugh. Aren't they all, though?
Well, that's true. I'm like, also, like, even if my dog went missing, I feel like I'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'd be, if, like, people are asking me, like, where did you see them last? I don't know.
I don't know, please.
Like, I have no idea, please.
Please.
But hello? Apparently they also...
Hello?
Apparently they also asked to use psychics, and they, even brought in a random former detective that claimed to use some sort of, like, weird... It was basically, like, a magic thing with satellites to, like, I don't even know. It was, like, using her DNA and satellites to try to find her, but it was, like, a really weird...
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, it was like this guy who was like, I can use her DNA and the satellites in the atmosphere to find her. And obviously, nothing came of it. But that's what he said he could do. And I don't know. It was really fucking weird to read
that's
about that.
Nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... very strange. But detectives basically thought that this was, like, kind of a ploy to turn the attention away. You know when people, like, get too invested in something and they're like, oh, they're using this to, like, get closer to the crime and, like, turn attention away from them. Yeah, like, that's basically what they were thinking. However, you know, though this is, like, a theory that the parents had something to do with it, forensic tests came back inconclusive, and although they found DNA, quote-unquote, in the car and the apartment, like, obviously you would find her DNA, because right. they stayed there for, like, a week, but no physical evidence of Madeline being, like, dead there was ever found in the car or the apartment, aside from the cadaver dog's tits. But, you know, obviously, like, cadaver dogs are, they're not 100%. You can't, like, 100% say that everything that they hit is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But still, online forums and certain tabloids ran with this theory, basically saying that her parents were villains and murderers. So, yeah.
I really think it was, they had a part in it.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, especially with the shit that comes up with the Epstein files, like, which, again, we'll talk about here shortly, but I can't say that I disagree with you.
Period.
But again, of course, the parents could totally be looking suspicious and nervous because their daughter is missing. So right. they're anxious about that. But they know, or another reason, they know that people think they're guilty, so they're also anxious about that as well. They have spent a lot of money and done many, many things to help as much as they can with the investigations. So it could be less likely that they're involved, but it also could be just a cover-up.
Yeah, just for show.
Especially if it's involved with the fucking Epstein files and they're getting money from someone else, so they don't give a shit about money. Exactly. So, the third option is that she wandered away on her own and something tragic happened to her. Not really going to get into that because, I mean, I went to Portugal. Yeah, the driving is crazy. Maybe some, like, driver hit her because, I mean, her door was open. She could have left. But again, the gates were there, so it probably wouldn't be easier. It wouldn't be, like, super easy for her to leave. She was only 3. Like, I don't know. That just seems kind of far-fetched. Like,
right.
But if she did somehow escape, she could have got hit by a car. Somebody could have hit her and then hid her away because they were afraid. Or she could have also just wandered into the ocean and...
Yes.
I mean...
Me.
Same. Because I can't swim in the ocean.
Just got swept away with the current.
It could happen, but...
It could, yeah.
I mean, that was... That's definitely a theory. She could have just walked away and something happened to her. And... But that's... not very likely, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Especially because they had the gates at the property. So, like, she would have been 3 years old and had to open, like, a whole ass gate. Like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, a child lock gate. Like, you, that's not easy. Even for an adult, I struggle with that shit.
Right.
So the fourth option, child trafficking network, which is where we were all headed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get into this weird theory, which is like part of this story, but it's more likely that it has to be involved with Epstein rather than this other shit. But, they're from the sighting from the Smith family, which was the family from Ireland that saw someone leaving with a child. There came sketches that were created from their description to the police that looked eerily similar to these brothers named John and Tony Podesta. Have you heard of them?
No.
So they were apparently, quote, involved in Pizzagate, which...
Oh, I remember that.
Do you
that.
Remember Pizzagate? Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, like, I do, and I believe in, like, the Johnny Gosch shit, and I think it's tied to Jeffrey Epstein. But there was that whole Pizzagate movement that tried to tie it to Hillary Clinton somehow.
Yeah. Which, Trump did.
Yeah. And again, I don't know. I also fully believe that Bill Clinton was at least partially involved with Jeffrey Epstein. I think you do too, right?
I don't know. Ever since they offered to testify publicly in front of Congress about it,
yeah.
I think less that he had less and less to do with it. At first I did.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, he's willing to kind of bear it all. But it could also just be a play.
Exactly.
Because he knows Trump won't do it. So I don't know.
Right. So I'm kind of like where you are too, like a very in between type of thing. But I do think the Pizzagate shit was all, like, a ploy against Hillary. And don't get me wrong, I was not a fan of Hillary Clinton either. And
right.
I don't want to, like, say that she's never done anything wrong. But obviously, look at the fucking state of this country right now. Clearly, we would have been better off with fucking Hillary Clinton than anyone
else
right now. So, but... Like, I think with, like, the Johnny Gosch, like, child human trafficking shit, I think it's more likely tied to Epstein than anything else. And the Pizzagate shit is pretty, like, MAGA coded, like, QAnon type shit. So, as far as I'm concerned, Pizzagate is a conspiracy, but unfortunately, child sex trafficking is not. And as we've learned from all the fucking Epstein shit that's happening, it's
real. They actually do eat kids and do satanic rituals.
Literally. And I'm not even... Honestly, I'm not even fucking shocked by that. And maybe it's because, like, I feel like me and you were in the... I don't want to say, like, the era of people who learned about Johnny Gosch, but, like, that was, like, a pretty big story when we were, like, young adults, right? Like, we watched videos and shit on that together, and we're like, dude, that shit is real. Like, it's happening. So, I feel like we're not as shocked to hear about things like children being, I mean, obviously children are sex trafficked, but also, like, killed and eaten and stuff like that. Like,
I always assumed that was probably one of the, like, things, but to have it kind of confirmed is kind of wild.
No. The Epstein files are fucking egregious. But, anyway, back to the child sex trafficking theory. There were two sketches that people thought were of one person. Or no, the sketches were thought to be of two people. One of John and one of Tony, the Podesta brothers that I just talked about, who were allegedly involved in this thing. But the sketches were actually of one person. So aside from the Pizzagate theory, which, you know, was whatever, but it was a theory that Madeline was kidnapped by an organized trafficking ring, possibly for illegal adoption or more likely sex trafficking. But the sketch was actually just of one person and not of the two brothers. So it was just kind of a weird coincidence that that happened. But then Kate supposedly had put in, so when they were going to the Tapas bar for dinner every night, she had apparently put in the reservation that the kids would be alone in the room. Or someone, so that's, it's not like totally confirmed that she had put that in the reservation, but it's pretty well, like, documented or, like, reported on that she had done that. But also someone could have just seen them leave the kids in the room and, like, watched them go and check on them and could have just went in and, like, grabbed them when the parents weren't there. Like, it's just kind of, like, confusing on what actually was documented or what could have just been, like, people seeing it, you know, from afar. Because also, why would you say that in a reservation? Like, yeah, we're coming, but we're going to leave our kids alone.
Like, yeah.
So, like, why was that even reported that she would say that? Because, I mean, unless they're involved.
Letting them know.
Also, unless they're involved, which could have been part of the Epstein files.
Yeah.
If they wanted to traffic their own child.
I know they did.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks that way. Especially, like, them trying to be like, oh, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I have nothing to do. Okay, well, if your kid got abducted because you set it up,
right,
then Like, yeah, of course you're going to be like, oh, I didn't do anything.
I don't know who would do this.
But apparently earlier that day, witnesses said that two men went to the McCann's room to ask for money donations for an orphanage. And witnesses also claimed these men looked to be scoping out the property at that same time. So again, it's just all confusing. Like, were the parents involved? Were they not? Mm-hmm. Was this just a whole ploy from random sex traffickers?
Right.
I don't know. And then on May 5th, around 25 miles from the resort, a truck driver said he saw a blonde woman handing a child wrapped in blankets over to a man, and the child was then put in the back seat of the man's car, and the truck driver was said to be a credible witness. So this could definitely be Madeline McCann as well.
I feel like this is one of those moments where, like, people just be like, oh, I saw blah, 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 you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, too, is like, okay, you see a little child.
You saw a custody agreement, like, child swap. Like, it was like a court-mandated place, like, meet up. That's what you saw, sir.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, every child is Madeline McCann.
Right.
I just saw a brunette on the side of the road, a small brunette woman.
No,
and
literally.
She gave a small brunette child.
It's like a woman handed over a child to a man. Sir, that was a child going to his parents for the weekend. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing about all of this is, like, everything is so random that, yep, like, we don't fucking know. But, you know, Portugal's Algarve coast, which is where they were at, makes it easy to cross borders, making trafficking relatively not, I wouldn't say easy and like common, but like being able to cross a border makes it easier to do these things, right?
Right.
Because you can't be really tracked if you aren't in the country that you're supposed to be in.
Right.
So this is all a leading theory. And this is what I personally think happened, which again, I don't know who was involved, but the next biggest theory is elite or government conspiracy, which basically is exactly the sex trafficking issue. It's just involving people like, dare we say it, Jeffrey Epstein. Like, it's basically that. I mean, there's obviously no solid evidence, but we've seen from the Epstein files that there is mention of Madeline McCann in there.
They even mentioned Britney Spears.
They did.
Multiple, I think it was like 300 times.
Yeah, which is, I mean, Donald Trump was mentioned a million times.
Over a million times.
Over a million times.
That man was really in the trenches in there, okay?
So, basically about this, and I wrote this, all these notes before all of the Epstein shit came out, so bear with me, but some conspiracies claim political figures or intelligence agencies interfered with the investigation to protect powerful people. Huh, that sounds pretty fucking
current.
Current, exactly. Others suggest cover-ups linked to high-profile guests in Prayer-Luz at the time, which apparently, via the Epstein files, or I don't know if it was via the Epstein files, but there was info that fucking Ghislaine Maxwell was in Portugal at the time of Madeleine McCann's disappearance.
Ugh. She probably did it.
Yeah.
That woman's evil.
Yeah, and then they also killed and ate children, so like...
I mean, yeah, that too.
But like, they could have taken her, and the reason we don't know what happened to her is because she was fucking killed and either eaten or her remains were destroyed or whatever. Like, we have no fucking clue. But, you know, there was a lot of media circus, early police corruption rumors. Again, we went over that in part one about how the police handled all the shit. All the different governments involved. That kind of made a big, like, suspicious air around this case to begin with. So that definitely helped fuel these, like, conspiracy rumors. But again, like I said before, with like the Johnny Gosch case, which we've covered and me and you have watched all the shit, when you tie like the truth from the Epstein shit that's happening, like, it makes so much sense that this could totally be something that happened to this little girl, which is horrible and fucking just, like, sickening.
For sure, yeah.
But in the years since all of this happening, all of this, like, happened to this girl and this family, whether her family was involved or not, again, I can't say, countless supposed sightings have come in from Morocco to Australia. All of them have been investigated. All of them have been deemed false. But again, who's involved?
Right.
Who knows? And if he has ties to law enforcement. But each new tip reignites the media, drags the McCanns back into the headlines, and reopens old wounds. The truth is, Madeleine McCann vanished without a trace. No confirmed forensic evidence, no confession, no body, just questions, and a hole in time.
A hole in time.
She was three.
Just a hole in time.
But either way, wherever she is, Madeleine has been robbed of a regular fucking life. Like, even if she's alive, we can only imagine, like, what happened.
That's so true, yeah.
To her. And, it's just sickening. Regardless of what happened to her. And it's also just like a creepy reminder of like, somebody can just go missing and you can't find them. I don't know. That just creeps me out so bad.
Yeah.
Like,
I could go missing and you can never find me.
Literally. Like, not even a body or something. Like, I know. It's just so weird. Anyway, I'm just gonna say the same thing that I said the last time we recorded the part one. If you have any information on the case, email investigation@findmadeline.com or call 448458384699. And let's figure out what happened to Madeline and get justice. Period. She would be 22, soon turning 23, and again, she went missing at the age of 3, so that is a long time
yeah.
to be missing. And a description of her at the time of her disappearance, she was blonde with blue-green eyes, and she had the distinctive dark strip on the iris of her right eye, and she also has a small birthmark on her left leg. And I also want to say at this point, this is especially where we talk about the Epstein files. There was a leak that a woman apparently had a sighting of Madeline McCann, where she saw a young girl covering her right eye, because she had that distinctive mark in her right eye. So that's why she was covering her eye. And she was walking with a woman who looked like Ghislaine Maxwell. And there was a man walking a few feet in front of them who I would assume would be Jeffrey Epstein.
That's
where Madeline McCann gets tied into the Epstein files, is with that. So... yeah, if you see her, if you know her,
Madeline, come home.
And Madeline, come back early.
Yeah, come back early. You've been missing it too long.
Yeah, no, it's a really tragic case, but also like, I feel like we could get answers if people would just fucking speak up about it. Like somebody knows something.
Right.
And I would 100% not be surprised if it had something to do with Epstein and all of his shit. Again, everything we say is alleged. I'm not trying to be killed and whatever from the government. You've seen yes. all the people lately that are like, I love my life. I know how to swim. I
do not know how to shoot a gun. Permission.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not doing any of that shit, but I'm just saying that there's some shit that I feel like, obviously we know shit is being hidden, but I don't know. This whole thing just creeps me the fuck out. So, anyway, that's it.
Anyway, that's the story of Madeline McCann.
That's the story. If you know her, tell us where she is.
Please.
Please. It's like a 20-year mystery.
Period.
Anyway, love you guys.
Love you. Come back next month.
We'll see you next month.
Bye. Bye.